Blog Talk Radio.
Trying to keep my mind focused. Came 40D, clicked up. Cool love. Got them looking at us crazy because we so turned up. Yeah, homie, I'm turned. I'm turned. I'm turned. I'm turned. I ain't popping, rolling, and I ain't burnt. So tell Mary and Molly, I don't need them to party. Someone woke up in the lobby trying to locate their wallet. While I'm 9 holes in trying to work on my hobby. And I wish somebody would get me started. Hey, deuces up to Nipsey, K. Dot and Gang. I'm out here in the West. Don't holler at me, man. My bloodstream clean, nothing running through my veins. It's 116, yeah, I'm still. Unashamed. I call it network, keep them out here fishing. You know I'm with the clicking, man. We out here trying to kick it. You know that we turn. You know that we turn. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. They probably think I'm rolling, I ain't on nothing. But what I got, you need to know about the homie. I'm turned, 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 I'm
Good morning, good morning, Kingdom. Today is Monday, August 17, 2015. Certainly glad to be back in the midst of your listening ears this morning. Glad that God woke us up this morning to give us another word. Today, August the 17th, word is God commands. God commands. That's your daily Kingdom assignment today. Is all you need to know is that any commandments or instructions that were given by God. The base scriptures, 1 John 2, 3, and 4. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that says, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. So we've got to, you know, not just know that God commands, but we've got to keep God's commandments. God is certainly awesome in visiting us this morning to let us know of his commandments. You know, it's so awesome that, you know, we can go to God and we can speak to God and talk to God about, you know, just everything. And we know that God has a plan for us. He has a solution for us. And we know that we ought to obey his commandment. And so, you know, God is, he already knew that we were going to need, be in need of his commandments and his instructions and his guidance. So, you know, he has already equipped us for it. He has already given us what we need. And, you know, we are, as human, as his creation, to obey his commandments. John 14 and 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. So, this session is really about obedience, obeying God for who he is, knowing God, knowing what his instructions are for our lives, and then moving in his guidance and his instructions. Certainly awesome to be able to just be in the among the land of the living and to see God's manifestation another day. Every day that we wake up, it's another day that we get to be in the adventure of Christ. 1 Corinthians 14 and 37 says, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that I write unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. 1 Timothy 6 and 14 says, that thou keep his commandment without spot, unrebukable unto the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ. James 1 and 22 says, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So you hear the commandments. It's one thing to hear them, but it's another thing to be doers, to do the commandments. And so God is just awesome in saying, hey, I am the commandments. I command. I am the instructors. I am your guidance. So we should be looking to God for all things. We should be looking to him for confirmation. We should be looking for reaffirmation. We should be looking to God for all things. You know, he's our source. Continually looking to God for things that don't even involve, you know, us. It's not even for us. We're seeking God for things that matter his plan. We're seeking God for things, you know, for these worldly things. And we should be seeking God for spiritual. You know, the scripture says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all and his righteousness, and all things will be added. And so we've got to start to seek God. God is wanting us to seek him like never before, and he's wanting us to move forward in his word. He's wanting us to move forward on his word. And we cannot move forward in or on his word if we don't hear his word. We don't hear his commandments. We don't hear what God is saying to us in this very hour. God is so good that he would just visit us on this morning and let us know that he is still in the midst. He's still in control. He never left us or forsook us. He never walked away from us and turned his back on us. Even though we've walked away and turned our back on him, he's still here. He's still standing with his hands outstretched, and he's summoning us to move in his power and his glory and in his might. I thank God just for everything that he's doing in our lives. I thank God for just, you know, just raining on us. You know, the other day it was the weather was, we've been in triple degree weather, and all of a sudden it just rained. It wasn't in the forecast. No one could have predicted it, but God is showing us, even on this earth, that he's in control. And when it rained, you know, in some areas it rained a lot, in some areas it rained a little, and even in some areas it didn't rain at all. But even in the midst of that, the temperature began to fall, and we got below the triple degree digits, and, you know, the next day was even nicer, because the temperature had fallen. So God can do whatever he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and how he wants to do it. We've just got to be cognizant of the fact that God is in control, and we've got to practice giving total control, just submitting totally to God, becoming that vessel that God is in need of, becoming that vessel that is to be used by God, becoming that vessel that is working in the ministry, that is a servant, is a servant for the ministry, a servant for God, a servant for Christ, and serving your sisters and your brothers. We've got to acknowledge that we are his children, we are his creation, We were made for relationship with God. And we cannot get relationship with God if we don't pray, if we don't read our Bibles. I'd like to take this time out now to pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day that wasn't promised to us, oh God. We thank you for just allowing us to be in your presence yet again, oh God. God, I thank you because this morning was not promised to us. God, I thank you because each day that we wake up, we know that our work here on earth is not done. And we know that there's some instructions for us to follow each and every day. God, continue to open our eyes and our minds and our hearts, oh God, to what you are saying to us in this very hour, oh God. God, continue to use us like never before as vessels. God, continue to just manifest in our lives, God, your plan for our lives, oh God. God, we submit to you. We give complete control to you, oh God. We are in total, humble submission to you, oh God. God, if anyone has pride, oh God, I ask that you bind it right now. Bind it in the name of Jesus. I command that it go. I command that it not stay. It cannot stay here. I command that it be balled up and thrown out and cast out. And I command that the state of humility, oh God, the ministry of humility, oh God, be imparted, oh God, into the lives of your people, oh God. God, continue to bless them like never before, oh God. Continue to do the work in them that needs to be done, oh God, for your service. Continue, God, to just move, God, on their behalf. And I thank you, God, for what you're doing at this very hour. I thank you for your manifestation, your grace, and your mercy. I thank you, God, because you know, God, even before we need it, what we're in need of, oh God. And I thank you for your faithfulness, oh God. We praise you and we worship you for who you are, God. We're in total acknowledgement, God, that you are our Father. And we thank you, God, for just being considerate of us, oh God. Us that did not even deserve it, oh God. Us that are unappreciative, God, and that do not acknowledge you for who you are. But we thank you even the more, God, because your grace, God, your grace is sufficient. And we thank you, God, just for another chance. We thank you, God, another chance to get it right. We thank you, God, for just your commandments, oh God, for they provide us instructions and guidance each day on how to walk, when to walk, and where to walk, oh God. God, continue to fine-tune our ears so that we may hear from you, oh God. We may hear fresh manna, God, from you, oh God. And we thank you, God, for just your divine intervention. We thank you, God, just for everything that you're doing. And we praise you. We give you the glory, the honor, and we say amen. You know, God is just so awesome that he would allow us to come before him, before his presence with praise and thanksgiving, and before his presence to worship him. And we've got to take advantage of these opportunities, because in other countries, you're not able to freely praise God. You're not able to take time out to thank God and acknowledge him. In fact, you are made to worship the God that is being enforced in those countries. We are so unappreciative, and we're so privileged to have a God that would allow us to live in liberty. And liberty for the United States. And we've got to make sure that we're acknowledging that. We've got to make sure that we are in, you know, full standing of the times that we're in, the last days, which means that there will be trials and tribulations upon this earth, trials and tribulations that will send us on our knees, trials and tribulations that we should not be waiting in expectation to see, but we should be seeking God for the next move and what we should be doing on this earth to prepare, and thanking God for equipping us to endure the trials and tribulations that are coming up on this earth. And I just thank God because he does make us a ready people. He prepares us, oh God, for what is to come, and he allows us to get it right. And so, you know, I'm just glad that God is not like man, because man is conditional. And man, you know, will love you one day and not love you the next, and will not have any grace and mercy towards you, and is very judgmental. But God is constant and he's faithful. I can't thank him enough for being as faithful as he has, even when we're not faithful and we turn our backs on him and walk away. God is yet standing there waiting for our return. And we've got to make up in our minds that we're going to run for Christ only, and that we're going to dedicate our lives, commit our lives to Christ for the preaching of the gospel and sending the message throughout the earth. God is in flight. And what that means is that he is sending his word to the four corners of the earth. And you've got to be available and willing to move about this earth. And you've got to be obedient to God and following his commandments so that his message can travel across this earth, so that his message can be transported across this earth. And so we've got to get in a place to where we are available. You know, in a classroom when a question is asked, or if someone wants to volunteer to do something, they put themselves in a position to where, and they make themselves available. The students are there. They're sitting quietly, raising their hand, waiting patiently to be picked, tearing to be a vessel, to be used however the teacher would want to use them, an example for the class. We ought to also sit in anticipation with our hands raised, sitting quietly, volunteering to be a vessel, and to be used by God. We are God's students. Every day we learn. God teaches us through his manifestation. And so we've got to first acknowledge that he is trying to get our attention, and then focus on what God is saying in this very hour. I thank you for your listening ears, and I thank you for just tuning in today and getting the word that God has for you this very morning. God is faithful. He is awesome. And we love him. We love him because he first loved us. I pray that this word takes you throughout the week or throughout the day, and that you can even speak to your sisters and your brothers about God's commandments. You know, God sent us commandments so that we would have instructions and know how, when, and what to do. And so if you're not listening to God's commandments, that means that you have no direction, you have no structure. And God is trying to get us in a place to where we are instructed and we're not roaming this earth with no guidance, no direction. And so God is just constant in our lives that he would allow us to move on his behalf, on his orders and his commands, and in his authority. I pray that this was a blessing to you. I pray that you can move throughout the day, just letting your sisters and your brothers know that God commands, that he sent his instructions. You know, some people are living this earth, one, they don't know God, but even if they do know God, they don't know that he has commandments and instructions for their lives. And so they get up each day and they're just merely existing. Reach out to your sister and brother today and let them know that they're just not in existence, but they were here on purpose. Some are, you know, have lived this whole life. Now they're at the end and they still have not discovered God's purpose for their life. And so now is a wonderful time to just open their minds and their eyes and let them know that God has a purpose and a plan for their life. And that if they have not, even though they haven't been doing it from this point up, you know, from the very beginning up to this point, they can begin to do it now. Each day is a new day that God has given us. Each day is a new commandment and purpose and plan. Each day brings new adventure through Christ and new instructions. And God is just awesome that he would, that revelation. I pray that this is a blessing to you. Get in that Bible, because the Bible is full of all of God's written instructions and his commands. And furthermore, if you, when you begin to pray, God will visit you, and he will give you instructions on what to do. He will drop in your spirit on what the next step that you should take. I would certainly seek God for any instructions to move forward. I would certainly seek God for any guidance to move, and even through these trials and tribulations and how to deal with them. We want to pass the test that God has given us, and we cannot do that if we're not listening and if we're not obedient. I pray that this is a blessing to you, and I, as always, I pray that, you know, that you're blessed and this enriches your life, and that it just admonishes you to get in that word and to learn more of what God is saying, and to get, you know, the enrichment that God has given you. God is love. He loves you. He wants what's best for you, and he knows what's best for you. So you tried everything else. Why not try God? Try him and watch how sweet he can be in you, to you and in your life. Watch how graceful he is, and watch how merciful he can be, the mercy that he displays upon your life and through your life and in your life. As always, be blessed.